We're learning Masechtas Brachas, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from two dots, like seven, eight lines from the top. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Menayin Lebirchas Hamazoin La'acharei Amin HaTorah. How do you know that there's a chiv to bench after you eat a suda? Shnema, V'achalta V'savata U'virachta. You eat and get full and you bench. Menayin Lebirchas Torah L'funeh Amin HaTorah. How do you know there's a chiv Amin HaTorah to say a bracha before you learn Torah? Shnema, Kishem Hashem Ekra Of Hovu Goydel Elekeinu. And this pasuk was said by Moshe Rabbeinu before he started the Shira, which is Torah. Before he started the Shira, he said, I'm going to make a bracha, and you answer, you Klai Yisrael answer Amen. That's the meaning, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I say Hashem's name, Hovu Goydel Elekeinu, you'll answer Amen. So you see, before he started learning the Torah, he made a bracha, so that's the makar for Birchas HaTorah before the Torah. So we have a makar for Birchas HaMazon after eating. We have a makar for Birchas HaTorah before you learn Torah. Om Rav Yechanan, Lamadnu Birchas HaTorah La'achareha. We learned from here that Zachiyev Birchas. We're going to learn from here. We're going to learn from here. Birchas HaTorah La'achareha and Birchas HaMazon Mekal V'chayim. Rav Yechanan wants a taina that there's a Chiyev Birchas HaTorah after Torah also. And he's going to learn that from Birchas HaMazon Mekal V'chayim. And also you can learn out Birchas HaMazon Faneha and Birchas Torah Mekal V'chayim. You can learn out also Zachiyev Bracha before eating from Birchas HaTorah. So Gemara explains Birchas HaTorah La'achareha and Birchas HaMazon. We learn out Kal V'chayim, Birchas HaTorah La'achareha and Birchas HaMazon Mekal V'chayim. Ma Mazon, Ma Adach eating, which is not so chamash. Ain't Ta'an Lafan, doesn't need a bracha before. Still Ta'an La'achareha needs a bracha afterwards. Torah, which to stuna lefneh needs a bracha before, ain't a din stuna lacharei? Shouldn't for sure need a bracha afterwards? And you can make a kavachayim the opposite way also. Or birchas hamazon lefneh, we have a kavachayim that birchas hamazon has a bracha before you eat. Then birchas atayra, a kavachayim, my atayra she ain't tuna lacharei. Doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Tuna lefneh needs a bracha before mazon. She utana lacharei, which we know needs a bracha afterwards from v'chalta v'zvata v'rachta, ain't a din she utana lefneh. So Rav Yechanan wants a taina that there's a chiyuv birchas Torah after learning Torah, and there's a chiyuv bracha on food before min haTorah. And the Gemara says that they have a kavachayim for that. Zok the Gemara, no, ikla mifrach. On each kavachayim you can make a pircha. On the kavachayim you're learning out Torah from Mazon, you can say, no, ma l'mazon, you know why is a bracha afterwards by Mazon? Shekein nena, you are harana. That's why you have to make a bracha. I'm actually entirely, there's no physical hanaf in that. And if you don't make a bracha afterwards, and don't learn bracha before, ma'ala tayrish ken chaya ilam, before you start learning chaya ilam, you have to make a bracha. But who said food you have to make a bracha before? So first of all, it's a pircha, it's number one. Va'oid, tanan, it says in our Mishnah, la mazon varach la'achra, va'inav varach la'fanav. It says that if someone's a valkari, he makes a bracha afterwards, and not a bracha before. What's the reason? Because the Gemara says, because that's the raisa, and that's not the raisa. So you see, klar, bracha lefanav is not the raisa, not like a veichon. Tiyufta. So it's two times a veichon. First of all, it's kavachayim is not a kavachayim. And second of all, it's in the first Mishnah, not like that. First Mishnah, not like that. And really, the truth is, Nagavi, a bracha before, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Ketzim Varchim, the first Amr of Ketzim Varchim. The Gemara says, being a Hayino Makar Brachas, the Gemara says you find the Makar Bracha Acharav. So the Gemara says, Tainach Acharav, Lefanav Anayin. The Gemara says, Holy Kash, that's the Kavachayim, because she said, Veya Mavarach, because she rov la Kalshagain. That's the Gemara's Taina. So it sounds like the Gemara makes there's a Kavachayim from Mazin alone, they should make a Bracha before. So there, Taisa speaks out that it's not a real Kavachayim. And the Taisa's Rosh there says, from this Gemara, because you have this Pircha, Ma Lamazin Shkein Neda. It seems like after you eat, that's where there's a bigger chiyah bracha, and can't make kavachayim from bracha l'achrab to bracha l'fanav. But like upon him, therefore, we already have a few times that the bracha before eating is only derabbanon, the bracha afterwards is the raisa. Like upon him benching, and like gabi me'ein shalosh, it's a machlokes rishonim, if the bracha of me'ein shalosh is the raisa, met shem, we're beginning in case of archim, we'll learn about that. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Yehuda. Sofik kara kriyashma, sofik lo kara. Let's say someone, he was a little tired in the morning, and he davened, and now he forgot if he said Shema or not. So the question really is it a Safek Deraisa or Safek Derabbanan? That's really the Gemara's question. Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Loi Kara. Zok the Gemara, Ein Echai Zivikari. You don't have to repeat Shema over, Because according to Rav Yehuda, Shema is not the Araisa. Kriya Shema, the Chiyuv say Kriya Shema every day is not the Araisa. So he says, we're not sure, ain't a Chayis v'Kayre. Sofik, Oma Emes v'Yatziv, Sofik lo Yoma, Chayis v'Aymer, Emes v'Yatziv, Chayis v'Aymer. If he's not sure, if he said Emes v'Yatziv, then already he has to repeat over. Why? Because Emes v'Yatziv is where we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, and like Rashi explained, that's for sure. Kuli Yama. It says in the pasuk, "Man tiskeres yom teischam eretz Yisrael." Kol yom echiyach. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. So if you're not sure you said Emes v'Yatziv, so then you should repeat it over. So the Gemara explains, "My timer." Let's read in Targum. Sofik Omer Emes V'Yatziv Lo Omer Achoyz V'Omer Emes V'Yatziv. My time. Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Emes V'Yatziv is the Raisa. Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Emes V'Yatziv is the Raisa. What?
We have.
See, it's a triumph in Kriya Shema. V'Yemer. Bamba Kasha. Tosfos speaks about this. So, well, Tosfos has two pshatim. But we're going to go with Tosfos' simple pshat. Tosfos' last pshat says, when the Gemara says Emes V'Yatziv, the Gemara means V'Yemer, with Emes V'Yatziv. We call Emes V'Yatziv V'Yemer to get Emes V'Yatziv, it's called Yemer. So, Kriya Shema is the first two parashas. That, if you have a suffix, you don't have to repeat it over. Emes V'Yatziv, you have to say over. So, you would start on V'Yemer and finish off Emes V'Yatziv. It could be like that. That's what Tosfos learned, the last teretz in Tosfos. Tosfos has other mahalchim also in Tosfos, but that's a very good question. And you have to say that means together with V'Yemer. So, Kalkapanam, that's what comes out for Rav Yehuda. So, Rav Yehuda comes out that Kriya Shema, to say Kriya Shema is not the right. And therefore, if you have a suffix, you don't have to repeat it. Or say it Masafin. Master Rav Yosef, it says in the Pasuk in the Shema, V'shach b'cho v'kumecho. So it sounds like a first Pasuk, they have to say it every morning, every evening. So how can you say that it's not the Raisa? That Pasuk means that you should learn Torah in the morning and evening. That's what it means. The V'gisa b'yoyim v'layla type of idea. It's the Torah, it's not Shema. That's what the Abaye answered. So the Rav Aiter, I'll try another kasha. Tanan says now Mishnah about Keri that he can't. He's not allowed to daven. He's not allowed to say learn Torah. Not allowed to daven. What you do? It says Mahara b'liboy. He's Mahara Shema b'liboy. But in Varach l'ufnev l'achrei. Doesn't make Berachas Kriya Shema before and afterwards. V'alamozim Varach l'achrov. And benching, he's Mahara benching afterwards. V'ainim Varach v'alav. Doesn't have the Mahara for the bracha before eating. And what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Because it's the Raisa. That's why you have to say Shema b'hir. If you hold Emes V'Yatziv is the Raisa, you should make the bracha afterwards, say Emes V'Yatziv. So Gemara answers the Pasha Tarets, because he was saying someone said Shema Mahar B'Livay, so you can have Moshe's Kasha here. You have the Emes V'Yatziv Raisa, make a bracha afterwards, say Emes V'Yatziv, Emfti Gemara, my time on Mavarech, Imashom Mitzias Mitzrayim. If because you want to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's Kaleb Kriya Shema. You said Shema Behera, so you said Vayomer included Vayomer, which included Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Frank, the name of Ha, if Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon, so just say Emes V'Yatziv and don't say Shema at all. So, the Gemara, Kriya Shema Adifa, this Beitarati has both things. It has Yitzias Mitzrayim and it has O Machos Shemayim also. And therefore, it's better if you say that form of Yitzias Mitzrayim because it has two things, and instead of saying just Emes V'Yatziv, which doesn't have Ol Machos Shemayim. So the Gemara is saying like this: we can still stim that really Kriya Shema only the Rabbanon, and Emes V'Yatziv is the Raisa. I, the Mishnah, says to say Kriya Shema, not Emes V'Yatziv. Tarez is because Kriya Shema has both milas, so might as well just say the thing that has both milas, Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ol Machos Shemayim, you say both things. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Yehuda Shita is that Kriya Shema is only with the Rabbanon and Emes V'Yatziv is the Raisa. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, no. Sofik Kara Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kara, Choyze V'Kara Kriya Shema. He says, no, Kriya Shema is also with the Raisa, and that's what we're paskin. It's also with the Raisa. V'Shach B'Rav Kamecha teaches us that Kriya Shema every day you have to say in the morning and the evening, it's the Raisa, you have to say Kriya Shema. Choyze V'Kara Kriya Shema. Davening is Rabbanon. Sofik is Spal. Sofik is Spal. Ain't a Chayz Mispal. But if you're not sure if you're davening from Esrei or not, you're very tired and you're davening, you're not sure if you're davening from Esrei or not, then you can't daven again. You shouldn't daven again. You don't have to daven again. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So Shema is the Raisa and davening is the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yechon Omar, even by davening, you could daven every day. You might have davened already. So Tomorrow, V'Levai, Shispal, Mekolim, Kuloi. Halavayish daven every day. Halavayish daven every day. So you could daven every again, daven tefillas nedava, and you can daven again. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Halavayish b'alav kol nikulas. If you have a suffix, you could daven it again. And we pass like that also. That if it's a suffix, that's what we pass again, that you can daven again. You daven b'taras nedava, but you can daven again. In the middle of davening, because you know it happens, someone davened mincha right after, you know, at 1 o'clock. Then he comes running at 5 o'clock to mincha. He's got the mincha. In the middle of mincha, he chaps. I davened already. What do you do? You stop right in the middle of the bracha. That's what Rav Shmuel. Now let me ask you a question: does Rav Shmuel argue Rav Yechon or not? Rav Yechon just finished saying that when you have, the case was, the suffix with daven or not, he says, yeah, you can daven again. Why? So what about in this case? Does he argue with Mishmuel, argue with Yechon or not? So it's Mechagis Rishaynim. Rashi learns they argue. Rashi learns clearly argue. According to Yechon, yeah, you can daven again. And Rehuda Mishmuel says, no, you can't. If Shor davened, what?
You didn't have the mind to daven Tzilos Nedava.
So it's Mechlekes Ibn Shmuel. Tosfos learns not. Tosfos learns that if you, there's a difference. That Rabbi Yechon only allows you to daven again only if you suffic if you daven. But if you vade daven, then you can't daven again. Unless you mechadish davav, you mechadish badavav, we'll see. But you're not allowed davin again according to Rabbi Yechon. Also, if you're vaday davin, there's a chiluk in two cases. One was a suffik if you davin that. The other is a vaday davin. And Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Yechon and stims with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. And Rashi boy not like that. What? Right. So you could be mechadish davav. You can mechadish badavav. We'll see in a second. The Evan agrees. Mechadish badavav. You could davin again. When Rav Nachman has a kasha on this Shmuel that says that you should stop in the middle of the davening. So Rav Nachman asked that there was one time by Rav Avua, and we asked him, "Hani b'nei Rav, the toh matuchi chol b'shabbos." This is someone gets up Friday night, starts davening, and instead of saying "at the kadash," he says "at the chaynin," "at the chaynin amdas." He chaps, "Oy." Shabbos, what should you do? Maos Jigmu, should you finish the bracha or not? But Amalon, Goyim, call it a bracha. You finish that bracha. And this is how we pass the Lachal Maisa. If someone says, Ata Chaynin, he has to go Vaiti, he has to finish that bracha. On Friday night, he starts Ata Chaynin, he has to finish the bracha. That's all Lachal Maisa. So here, the question is, what do you mean? Let me stop in the middle. It's Shabbos. We just finished saying that if someone's davened already, he starts davening, he should stop in the middle. So he also should stop in the middle. That's the Gemara's kasha, and the Gemara Hochi Ashto is not true, not a dimyan. Hosom by Shabbos Gavra Bachayuvu really is Bachayuvu, which means really chayv to say the whole Shemana Esrei. Rabbanu loyatzuchu mishum kavet Shabbos. As kavet Shabbos, they wanted the Olim to have more oinik Shabbos, so they shortened the Shemana Esrei, made it to 7 brachos instead of 18 brachos or 19 brachos. They shortened the Shemana Esrei. But you already started the bracha, you finish it because you're betzin Bachayuvu. Av hocha. But in case you davened already, hotzolile, you davened already, so you can't daven further, you stop davening. It's not a dimyan. There, you're mechuyev in davening, just start bottom short in the daven for you, so you finish the bracha. But here, you davened already, therefore you stop in the middle. That's the chilek of two things. And again, we pass in halacha l'maisa that you finish that bracha, that's the halacha that you're supposed to finish the bracha that you started if you, in a case where you, Friday night, by mistake, you started out the chaynin, then you could, if you said Ata, then you could continue with Ata Kadashta, obviously. But if, and the halacha is, I think even by day, you also could go back, because you yoytza Ata Kadashta by day also, or Ata Echad by day. I'll read the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Tov v'hiskel spal tefillas achol, goyma oysa bracha sheniskar ba, sheta'o, umaskel shal Shabbos. You finish that bracha, and then you start Shabbos afterwards. Lo yishna niske b'brichas Ata Chayin, lo yishna niske b'brichas Achav Shabbos brachas. Be'im ba'arvaz ha'mashachras, musaf ha'mincha. So this is a b'tzav, I must have not, but that's what there's a sound the halacha must have not. That's the halacha l'maisa. Talk to Gemara Vayta. What are we doing, Mashmul? His spalav v'nichas beis haknesses. Someone davened already. He walks into the beis haknesses. Umotzes tzibur shem spalim. He sees they're davening and he wants to daven with them. Im yochel lechadosh ba davar yachzer his spalav. If you can mechadosh something in the bracha, And that means he has to mechadish something me'ein the bracha. Let's say it's a middle of Rifa'enu, he has to mechadish a new tefillah about Rifa'enu in the bracha. So then, yachzu espalim. Lav al yachzu espalim. If not, you should not go back and daven. And to avoid in the Shulchan Aruch, the reason why you mechadish badava, what's the point of mechadish badava? That shows that it's a tefillah sadava. It shows it's not a tefillah schoiva. That's what it makes a nicker that it's a tefillah sadava. So you have to mechadish badava. Zog the Gemara v'tricha. I have to tell you both these halachas, Amar Rav Yehuda and Shmuel's, that you're not allowed to daven extra or after you mechadish something. Because the ikkar chiddush of Amar Rav Shmuel is that if you davened already, you can't daven again. So Amar v'tricha. If you only heard the first halacha, you would say, that's only if the first tefillah was b'yachad. Now again, you want to daven b'yachad, you start a daven b'yachad, you have to stop in the middle because you're not being moist of anything. They're both yachad. Or tzibur v'tzibur, or both were v'tzibur. Maybe if someone davened b'yachidus mincha, then he walks to a shul and davening the davening mincha, maybe he should daven again with them because he's being moisif by tzibur. Kamash malon, no. Av yochel legabit tzibur command loy tzoli dom. It's like he didn't daven. Kamash malon, that still you're not allowed to daven again unless you mechadish by something. And if you just told me the second thing, even if you're in a hacha, shun le'aschaba, because there you didn't start yet. So say don't start. Av hosam, I'm there before. The aschaba, you already started davening. Aim aloy, maybe continue davening. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both Ramu the Mashmuls that say that you're not allowed to daven again if you davened already, unless you mechadish badava. And the chiddush is, even if you start already, you have to stop right where you are. Cold turkey, right where you are, and don't continue davening.